Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at a narration from the Sunan of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, from the signs of the hour is when the leader of the people will be from the most vile of them, and a man will be honored out of fear for his evil. So your leaders will be the worst from amongst your community, from amongst your society, from amongst your country. And people will be honored because the ones honoring them will fear them, not because the ones who honor them truly respect them. This tells us that society would have deteriorated to that level, that people who are evil will prevail. And because they will prevail, they will occupy positions and seats of power and authority. Now, we have a responsibility to ensure that the moral fabric of society does not deteriorate until that point. We have a responsibility to ensure that if it's moving in that direction, that we resort to activism, moral and civic activism, to ensure that the worst of us don't get to occupy that position and make life difficult for everyone else. That's the first part. And the second part here is that out of fear of the evil of a person, that, you know, if I don't honor him, he'll make my life difficult. If I don't say sweet things to him, if I don't butter him up, if I don't, kiss his feet, as they would say, then I could face consequences. So this is a prophecy. It's not a justification that this should happen. No, this will happen because of moral degradation, because of the prevalence of evil, because of the prevalence of greed, because of the prevalence of oppression. Now the question is, we must play our, what part will we play to stop it from reaching that particular level? It may happen in certain places. We can stop it from happening in other places. We can reverse it. We've seen that bad leaders have been removed from office when there was a groundswell of activism and people said, no, enough is enough. Sometimes we must not go out of our way. If you can't do anything, don't give too much of honor to that person, where you create the culture then that people are honored because of the fear of the consequences of not honoring them. It's understood that in those circumstances, if some people feel compelled to do it, that I have got to pay respect to him, I've got to visit him, I've got to compliment him, I've got to praise him, because if I don't, there'll be consequences and there's no other way out, understood. But we have to make an effort to ensure that such a situation does not prevail. And that is a lesson that we can learn from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this will happen as we get closer to Qiyamah. But we should struggle and we should make the effort that we need to make. And it doesn't always need to happen on a global political level, on a national political level. It can happen within our societies, within our own small communities. And we need to make sure that we play our part in overcoming this. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.